All right, let's have a chat now to Aaron Purcell, who's got another big weekend for the stable. On Friday night, he's got Bonds away in the Group 1 William Reid. And then on Saturday up in Sydney, he's got Villamont going around in the Rosehill Guineas. How are you, Aaron?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
How's Bonds away come through that run in the Oakley Plate?
Yeah, terrific. Yeah, he's a lovely little horse. He handles his work really well. We took him to Moonee Valley on Monday for a bit of a look around, and he galloped quite sharply, handled the bends really well, and we expect him to run a big race Friday night.
Gee, trucked into the Oakley Plate like he was going to win at the 200, didn't he?
Yeah, he got forced a little bit wide. He covered a bit of ground, and probably on the end on the line, he probably had enough. But he put himself in the race, and he showed he's up to Group 1 class, and it's probably not going to be a much stronger race Friday night, and he gets around the bends quite well, so. He's definitely in a race we think he can win.
He was obviously trained up for that first up tilt at the Oakley Plate, but do you think he's taken much improvement out of that run?
Yeah, definitely. Like last preparation, he got better with a few runs under his belt. He looks a bit tighter. His record at 1,200 is really good. He definitely hasn't gone backwards for sure.
He flies at the distance. He's won 5 of 9. So if he performs up to expectations on Friday night, are there any thoughts to take him up to Sydney as well?
We've got a pretty open mind with him. We sort of just been taking it one run at a time. Obviously the Oakley Plate was his original target, now the William Reid, and after the races on Friday, we'll sit down, speak to the owners, and we'll map out future plans. But, there's many races that will suit him, possibly the Goodwood and Adelaide, and there's Queensland as well. So, there's a lot of options for him.
Well, I've just got the final field through for the Group 1 on Friday night, so I'll read it out while you're on the line. Number 1 is Rock Magic for Chris Gangemi, Damien Lane, Drew Barrier 5, 2 Hellbent, Barrier 10 for Darren Weir and Craig Williams, Cepedo, Barrier 6, Michael Kent, Bo Mertens, Throne and Barrier 3 for Team Hayes, Davinic, Mark Zara. Bonds away, you've drawn Barrier 2 with Linda Meach on board, Secret Agenda, Barrier 8, for Price and Oliver, Furyk, Barrier 9, Hayes, Davinic, Stephen Baster, Pariah, Barrier 7 for Team Snowden, no jockey as yet. She Will Reign has drawn Barrier 1 for Gary Portelli and Benny Mellum, and Catchy, the other filly, has drawn Barrier 4 for Hayes, Davinic and Dwayne Dunn. So a small field, a field of 10, you've drawn Barrier 2, She Will Reign, Barrier 1. What's your thoughts on the barrier?
He's a pretty adaptable sort of horse. It looks like there's going to be good speed in the race. He'll probably end up midfield somewhere, and hopefully track a horse into the race that can sort of take him in the race and he can get a clear run at the right time. But he's obviously Moonee Valley. He will need a little bit of luck, but he'll put himself in the race for sure.
Do you like your horse that goes to Sydney, Villamont? I think he's a future staying star. He ran well in the Guineas. He probably looked a little dour over the last couple of 100 metres. You think the step up to 2,000 the Rosehill Guineas will suit him?
Yeah, definitely. We've always thought he'd be 2,000, possibly a 2,400-metre horse. He's a big, strong horse. He's improving all the time. He gets to Sydney in a Group 1 2,000. Obviously, not going to be an easy race, but he's trained on well. He had a gallop in Sydney on Tuesday morning, seemed to handle the bends really well. So he's been up there a week or so. So he's had time to acclimatise, and he's definitely there with a winning chance.
If we get a wet track, how will that suit him?
Not sure about a very heavy track, but somewhat rain affected wouldn't be a problem at all.
Two big chances, Friday night and Saturday. You got some nice horses going around at Kyneton today, and also at the Hillside Circuit at Sandown. Can you find us a winner? Your two at Kyneton are very well in the betting. Zeta in race number 4 and Anampuri in race number 5.
Yeah, they're both in races that are quite suitable. Anampuri is a horse that's going to get better the further she gets. She's up to 1850 today. She gets her chance to run well. Zeta probably ran better than we expected first up. She showed ability on the track, but her trials were a little bit plain, so we're hoping that she's a race day horse and she can go on with it. Sandown today, we've got a couple of honest mares that are in their right races. Tris Tries Hard or is always thereabouts, and Cedar Grund is a nice mare that obviously gets better as she gets out over ground. And I think she's probably the best one today, Cedar Grande. She's a really nice mare.
All right, love that. We'll wait till 6:30 tonight. Cedar Grande, race 7 at Sandown on the Hillside Circuit. Good luck over the weekend, Aaron.
No worries, thanks a lot.